Well, Tim O'Sullivan, you're here under Ass Hotel with your family and your mother and your father, and you were born in England, of course, but you have a fierce tradition now and a fierce history of Killarney and Kerry. Tell us why.
Well, it's all come from my father, really, who's a Kilcommon man. And ever since I was very small, we've been brought on holiday to Kerry. Summer holidays are always spent in Killarney. And he passed on a real passion and love for the place, and the kind of beautiful scenery, the people, our relatives around, and the great passion for Kerry football, of course, as well.
Yeah. The passion for Kerry football, tell us, what does that mean to you, and what are your memories of being a young boy and that passion being passed on to you, and when did you first experience it?
Well, I remember my father always listening to matches out in the garden when I was a little fellow. I wouldn't really be listening to it too much. I'd be kicking a ball around him and annoying him more than anything, while he'd be tuning into Micheál Aher and listening to the Kerry games in probably I was the early 70s. And the first match he brought me to was at the Fitzgerald Stadium. I think it was a Kerry Cork under 21 match in 1978. And my two uncles were alive then at the time as well, Dan and Father Jack. And I used to go to all the matches then with them. And that was a tradition then that we kept going and still do. Luckily enough, my father's still fit enough. Even if I have to push him in a wheelchair now onto a plane to bring him over, we'll still do it.
Yeah. And you have passed on that passion to your own sons.
I have, yes. They're playing over in London now with Thomas McCurtain's in East London, and they're loving it as well.
Yeah. What relations have you in Killarney now, Tim?
Well, most of the family now are either dead and gone or moved away. I suppose there's remnants of relations. O'Neill's from High Street, and Marcus, as he's known out in Castlevine, who you may well know, Weeshi as well. Who's
Marcus O'Neill, the great Kerry footballer and Gold Cup.
Kerry footballer, yeah. Is a cousin, first cousin of my father's. Yeah. So there's some family around the place. You know, my aunt, my only surviving aunt and uncle from my father's side, is up in Dublin. So she's out of the county now as well.
Yeah. So it's safe to say that radio has played a huge part in your life through your dad. Is that right?
Yeah, very true indeed. Yes, listening to Micheál Aher, as I said, and then Micheál Murtagh take after him. And yourself, of course, Weeshi, with the advent of the internet, makes it all very, very live and can bring it into any home, anywhere. So you'll be pleased to hear your voice booms out over Hackney on Kerry days, yeah. Kerry match days.
Yeah. Coming back to Killarney then, Tim, over the years, of course, it's changing completely all the time, isn't it? But it's one beautiful town.
Oh, it's stunning, you know, and it has changed. There's new hotels and new houses and everything cropping up everywhere. But the beauty and the backdrop remains the same anyway. But even the football stadium itself has developed an awful lot from, I remember standing on the grassy terrace up there with my father, hanging onto his coattails, and so that's changed an awful lot as well. I remember a club man of yours, actually, Gerald O'Sullivan, taking us there to watch a Legion match back in, that would have been about 86.
Even though your dad, I was talking to him earlier on there a while ago, when I asked him, did he ever play with the Legion? He said, oh, God, no, he said. But you went to see the Legion playing.
I went to see the Legion playing anyway. But I do also remember that night we ended up in Tatler speaking to Eddie in there as well. So he came back to the Croaks anyway, even if we had a Legion night out.
Your two sons' names, and you have two, and there's two, your sister has two children. What are their names?
Yep, James and John Michael. John Michael, named after my grandfather, who was the teacher in Annaghlin. That's my sister's children, and my two are called Finn and Fergus.
Yeah, so you, like your dad and your mum, the hotel here means a lot. This is where you always come back to.
It does, yeah, no, very, very, very much indeed. Match days were for Kerry matches and Munster finals. We always used to stay above in the Tatlers, much to when I bring my wife and kids over anyway, we look for a bit more luxury, and Padraig provides that here in the Ross.
Yeah, yeah. What does Kerry football mean, do you think, Tim, now, a man that was born in England? What's the essence and the secret of Kerry football?
It's something that's it's inbred into you, even if you're not born in the county. There was a book that came out, which you'll remember, Weeshi, you may even featured in it, I Am of Kerry.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something that struck a chord with me, even if people might say I am of London, there's a bit of Kerry in me, and there always will be. And I think football is an expression of that. It's something that's passed on down through the generations.
Yeah.
And, you know, every Kerry team, when they run out on the pitch and the green and gold comes out and the announcer welcomes on onto the pitch, it's something that gets your spirit, doesn't it?
It
gets the hairs on the back of the neck going up.
Yeah. And your mum, then, she's a Scottish lady, of course. And,
she is,
and
yes,
how did she take all the growing up and all the football and all the toing and the froing and everything? Talk to us about your mother.
She took it admirably, I think. I think she either could be described as a long sufferer, or I think she's now part of the tribe as well. She's got as good a memory as my father of all the things in and around Killarney. She'd been coming here with my father, obviously, for many years. I think she first visited here in the late 40s, maybe. And then that school, you know, she's very much of the place herself as well. But she's got lots of memories about taking my father's dinner out to him in the back gardens. He listened to matches and things like that because he wouldn't come in as games progressed. And the reception was terrible. I remember that anyway over it for a while, you know. Crackly sound, every radio and communications, as you say, has improved so much. It was a bit of a trial, really, trying to keep in touch with the games. But my mother put up with it.
Was your sister also brainwashed?
My sister was brainwashed into love of Kerry, but not so much the Kerry football, I think. I think that stopped her from doing other things. I know she had a thing or two about the Spillane brothers in the 70s and early 80s. That was the thing that might have kept her interest for a while.
Yeah. Well, we are here, of course. Tom Spillane has his business just around the corner now. Yeah.
I'll remind her to drop in and see him.
Well, come here, Tim. It was great meeting you and your dad and your mum and your sister and your sons and everything. It was great. And a lovely bit of history coming back to Killarney. And we'll be able to keep in touch more often now when you do come back. Anytime you come back to Killarney, give me a buzz and we'll meet up for what I always say, a Lucozade.
One or two Lucozades
and we'll chat over all time. So come here, well done, and thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Weechy. Lovely to meet you.